Have you ever heard a name for a kind of flat cake that some people eat for breakfast?
A flat cake?
Yeah, kind of flat. Have you ever heard of coffee cake?
Yeah.
You would just call it a...
A coffee cake.
Okay. Alright, tell me about this sweet stuff that's spread over some donuts. Would you have a name for that?
Sugar.
Anything else?
Cinnamon.
Okay. What about the sweet stuff that you would spread over cake?
Icing.
Yeah. Is there a difference to you between frosting and icing?
No, they both go on the same thing.
Frosting and icing would be pretty much the same.
To me.
Okay. Alright, have you ever heard of any kind of donut called a Long John? Alright, what about a Bismarck? Okay, have you ever heard the word cruller?
No.
Okay. Alright, talking about clothing. Say if you were washing the dishes, you might take something off your finger so that it wouldn't go down the drain pipe.
Oh, a ring?
Right. Do you have names for different kinds?
Yeah. I mean, class ring, like engagement ring, a friendship ring, a dinner ring. There's a lot of them. This is the only one I can think of right now.
Okay. What would you call the kind of shorts that you're wearing?
Shorts.
Okay, just plain shorts. Okay. What about ones that came down to the knee? Would you have a different name for them?
Bermuda shorts.
Okay. Now, would you say that either men or women could wear Bermuda shorts?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know the name for anything that comes down a little below the knee?
Gotcha.
Okay. And is that just for women?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the shorts that you're wearing, have you ever heard people call them short shorts?
Short shorts. Yeah, but I thought they'd be shorter.
Shorter than what you're wearing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's say if you have an older sister,
mm-hmm.
and she outgrows some of her clothes, and you get them, what would you call those?
Hand-me-downs.
All right. Now let's say if there was a neighborhood girl, a close friend of your family,
mm-hmm.
and she outgrew her clothes, and you got them, what would you call those?
Hand-me-downs, I guess.
Same thing, okay. Do you have any slang names for very fashionable or good-looking, expensive clothes?
No.
Okay, do you ever hear people use the word threads?
Yeah.
How would you use that, just for example?
She have some expensive threads,
or
I got some bad threads.
Okay. Alright, talking about bags you would put your clothes in. If you wanted to store your winter clothes, do you have a name for the bag that you would keep them in to be stored?
Storage bag.
Alright. Now, what about if you were going on a trip? You said you didn't like to fly, but if you were flying out somewhere, what about the bag that you would put your dresses in for the trip?
Luggage. Okay.
Okay. What about sometimes, you know, when you send your clothes into the cleaner to be dry cleaned? They'll come back in some kind of bag. Do you have a name for that?
I don't come back in a bag. Just
have
plastic
bag. Okay, you just call that
plastic.
Just plastic, but not a plastic bag.
Oh yeah. Yeah, it could be a plastic bag.
Okay. Alright, could you tell me some names for some different styles of women's shoes?
Some names? No, yeah. Sandals, candy.
What's that?
Those are the shoes you just stick your feet in and they're real high.
Oh, don't have a heel?
Yeah,
okay. No sides or anything.
And tennis shoes. Flip flops.